What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this beautiful day.
We're rolling.
The McInnes Marketing Minute. We're rolling.
Okay, welcome.
We're rolling. Welcome back. And today is an extremely important topic.
We just got to break it down to the realities of the ridiculousness.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking a lot about why you need to buy recently, but we're going to completely flip that and say,
turn off the taps.
Well, that's it. The five top reasons why you should not be buying right now. Not. Emphasis on the not there, clearly.
Don't even think about it.
I think we've got to start off with support your local investors. Number one. Numero uno. Spanish. Numero uno. Point one. Support your local investors. Guys, come on. Investors who are living off of their monthly rental property income, they need your help. They need your support. Stop. Don't pay down your mortgage. You can pay down theirs. Keep the rich investors rich, okay?
They're out there, like adults, taking risks.
Yeah.
And they're getting rewarded. And just stay out of the adult stuff.
So, yeah, pay their mortgages.
Sit back, pay their mortgages, not your own.
Absolutely.
And that's the easiest.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, number two, reduce negative feelings.
You know, out there, as you know, as we've been talking about, as the stats have been showing, the market's heated up substantially since the softening due to COVID-19. And when you get out there and the market is like this and you get into these multiples that we're seeing quite a lot of, when you lose multiples, it's just devastating.
It's sad.
You put so much emphasis into this, this is it, you're emotionally bound and tied to the piece of property, and then five other people think the same thing, and you lose because you didn't offer enough money.
So avoid those negative feelings. Just because, Jay, I'll ask you this question. Why would you go through a very short-term pain period to have a lifelong lasting positive period? It's just not worth it.
No. Think shorter term. Think shorter term.
Think shorter, absolutely.
You just don't want that negativity.
Which is a future point that we will essentially get to. But also as well, shout out to all of the Susan and Darrens out there, the friends who know better. Yep, we'll just slow round of applause that one.
So much value.
Because you do know better. In the same way that you Google symptoms and get 100% accurate diagnosis. We all have cancer, by the way.
Sensitive vegan. Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Then Susan and Karen know better. Sorry, Susan, Karen, and Darren know
always
better.
Do.
Your friends know better, because here's the thing, and this is just stupid of us to think, I think, but why would you listen to your realtor? Why would you listen to a real estate professional who's been in the business for
every
multiple
day,
years, on a day-to-day basis,
studying, living,
constantly educating themselves, a requirement of license, living, breathing everything real estate, watching the market.
Working with clients, winning offers, losing offers, creating strategy.
Yeah, stop. Stop that. Because Darren knows better. Darren knows better, period.
Always okay? Has, always will.
And it does not matter that Darren has been telling you it's going to get better in 5 years' time, and he's been telling you that for the last 5 years. It doesn't matter. Listen to Darren and Susan.
It's tough. Just the next point is just be a responsible adult and give others a chance at success.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's ridiculous.
How would you feel if you put an offer on a place and you won because you had the best offer and it was the home of your dreams and you took that away from somebody else? You won, and so somebody else couldn't have that property, and now that person is upset, going to negative feelings again.
Yeah, they drop
the negative feelings. That
you're creating a circle of negativity that isn't necessary.
And
it's selfish.
And that's it. Quit being selfish. Stop. Okay? Give that success back. And then finally, short-term thinking. Enjoy the here and now.
Yeah, this is a big one.
We're always told to stop, take a breath, and enjoy the here and now. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Stop taking a breath and enjoying the here and now. Why should you think long-term about real estate?
There's too much information about it out there in general. Just don't even think about it. Worry about it in a few years. Let what's going to happen now happen now. And don't clutter your weekends, sunny days, with all that negativity of what am I gonna do for my future? God, long-term thinking so much harder. Let's go get a drink. I don't know, it's kind of obvious too.
Absolutely, it's, I don't understand. I mean, it's not like property prices can drastically change.
Never have. Never will.
It's not like you're going to be raising a family one day in a home, or you would like to. And it's not like anyone who you speak to 10 years ago who didn't buy is upset about not buying 10 years ago.
Oh, just drastic mistake. What have the gains been in the last 10 years? What have the losses been, I should say?
Yeah, and wasn't there something about July this year was like record-breaking ever?
Okay. Not in this video.
Okay.
No.
No, not in this video. Okay, guys, and I think that's it.
Just let it happen for everyone else. Sit back, have a drink, relax, take in the sun, the September sun,
and
forget about it.
That's it.
It's the easiest thing.
Those are our five reasons not to buy, guys. I have an eyelash in my eye, so I'm going to cut the video off there.
Okay.
And thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for your attention.
I think they'll believe that.
I don't think it was sarcastic enough. I think they're going to believe it. The comments are going to be like, finally, you guys have come around. The whole thing's crumbling.
100%.